How's it going, everybody? Welcome to That Time of the Week. I'm your host, Matthew Morgan, and today we are going to be talking about... Well, we can start with the politics, I suppose. There's not a whole lot here, so we can do with that real fast. So whatever you want to call it, the excursion, the war with Iran has continued, and the death toll is now up to 13 people, which... all in all, I suppose isn't bad considering we've done considerable damage to Iran. But I still don't think that this is a war worth fighting, but that's just me. But there was a refueling aircraft that crashed in Iraq. There was a rescue mission to, rescue any survivors. But the military has said that all six crew members aboard the... KC-135, apparently that's the refueling aircraft, have died in the crash. So very unfortunate there. They are saying that it's under investigation, I guess. So apparently they don't know how it crashed, but I would assume they have to have some inkling of how it crashed. I mean, if it wasn't shot out of the sky, I guess maybe. But, I figure it was probably just shot out of the sky, but you would probably know that, so... You know. I don't know. We shall see how the investigation goes. But, yes. Also, we have deployed, 2,500 Marines to the Middle East. As well as in an amphibious assault ship. So, I don't really know what the amphibious assault ship's for, I suppose. But the 2,500 Marines are, I guess, expeditionary forces. They're trained in, like I was saying earlier, they're trained in things like, they protect embassies and they evacuate civilians and, disaster relief and things like that. So they are not just, infantrymen or, that kind of a thing. So I don't really know what they're going to be doing over there, but, they could be doing something other than active combat rules. You're in a combat zone, I guess, so you're active combat rule, maybe. I don't really know what active combat specifies, but, yes. So, no, I guess, front lines, with those guys, hopefully. But, yes, the Department of Homeland Security has been shut down for nearly a month now, which is probably not the best thing, seeing as we are in a conflict with Iran. I think that you might want the Department of Homeland Security. I do believe that also has to deal with like the Coast Guard and things like that. The vote has failed once again, 51-46, pretty much along party lines, but once again, John Fetterman voting alongside the Republicans. I do believe he has taken a stance, or so he says, I think the stance he has publicly taken, at least, is just that all kinds of government shutdowns are bad, and he thinks that the government should be funded to keep everything running. And he thinks that, I guess, that they don't actually force policy change. But, I don't know how John Fetterman's, obviously I don't think the party's going to be happy with him. I mean, he's been voting with the Republicans. I don't know about on everything. I don't look at all the votes. But a lot of the votes, like he voted alongside the Republicans to prevent the Venezuelan... I can't think of the name of the bill. But the War Powers Act, I think it's just called the Venezuelan War Powers Act. But it would have forced Donald Trump to get congressional approval before continuing the war. So... he voted alongside them there also, and voted alongside them for the original government shutdown, and now with this as well. Those are the three things that I can think of. I'm sure there's more. I don't know how much more. Again, I don't know why he's broken the party lines there, but I'm sure he feels he has reasons, otherwise he wouldn't do it. But that's about really all I have to say as far as the politics go. If you have anything you would like to... Sorry, my head broke there for a second. If you have anything you would like to say about anything, it doesn't have to be about the war and with Iran or politics in general, just anything at all, 740-383-9944. That is 740-383-9944. But yes, free agency at this point is in full swing. The Bears have traded DJ Moore to the Bills. Which I think is probably a good move. I think the Bills need a wide receiver one. DJ Moore is, I think, capable of being a wide receiver one. I do believe he was wide receiver one at the Bears. But the Bears have a lot of young players and people like wide receivers, so they're not going to miss him. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, earlier on the news, you know who Jerome Powell is?
Yes, the Fed chair, right?
Yeah. Well, Trump was trying to get him to lower interest rates. You know, and he didn't do it. So Trump had the Department of Justice bring charges up against him for, you know, I forget exactly what the charges was. And a federal judge has said that they did not have no evidence, and that was not a case that should have ever been brought.
Yes, I did see that, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, the courts are at least trying to put a, prevent Trump's reining in of the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, but he doesn't listen to the courts.
Well, the courts can't enforce rulings. They need the Justice Department.
The thing of it is, there's no precedent for... When a president defies it, we've never had a president do that, defy the judge. But Trump has defied the judges so many times, they should give him a little bit of time in jail or something. I mean, they're saying that the courts ruled his tariffs are damn illegal too, and we still have the tariffs going on. You know?
Did you see the shooting at... Oh, I don't remember the college. I wasn't planning on talking about it, so I didn't write it down. But there was a shooting at a college recently.
Yeah, I heard something about it. I can't remember what college it was.
Old Dominion.
What was it?
Old Dominion.
Oh, Old Dominion?
Yeah.
I think that's in Missouri, isn't it?
I have not a clue.
And then there was two guys that got busted trying to throw a couple homemade pipe bombs.
Yes, I did see that. That was at the, like, a Mom Donnie speech, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God. The bombs did fail to explode, so nobody was hurt, thankfully.
Thankfully.
Yep.
Because whether it's political violence or not, you know, I don't want to see... any political violence, even if it's against Trump. But
yes, political violence in all forms is bad.
Dead, or I wouldn't mind if Iran came over here and took him out. That's not political violence. But...
Well, I don't know.
It ain't gonna break my heart any.
Look, do I think Trump's doing a good job? No. Did I vote the man in? No. I generally don't like Trump, but I would hope that Iran doesn't managed to assassinate Trump.
Oh, I hope so.
I don't think that's good. I mean, you know, I don't know, he's the leader of the country, I guess, you know.
Well, what did he do to their leader?
And what do you know about J.D. Vance? I mean, J.D. Vance could be, you know, just as bad or worse. He could be better, I suppose.
Well, I don't know if he'd be any better. Well, one time,
but I can tell you right now,
if
Donald Trump was something happened to Donald Trump, God forbid, and J.D. Vance took over, I don't think J.D. Vance has the sway over the Republican Party like Donald Trump does. I don't think he's gonna have quite the
Well, do you think his sway over the Republican Party is good?
Trump?
The Republican Party should have ousted him a long time ago. He's been impeached twice in his first term, and the Senate didn't have the cojones to do anything about it. I think if Vance was doing stuff that Trump was getting by with doing, they would do something about it. But everybody is afraid Trump's going to come after him, and then, you know, the MAGA nuts are going to... They'd give Marjorie Taylor Greene, she had death threats. A lot of them that's not with Trump anymore getting death threats.
Speaking of Marjorie Taylor Greene, did you see that she said she's not going to run again?
Yeah.
Do you think she's going to run again? I know she said she isn't, but, you know, the election, she's got time.
You mean run again for something in Georgia or for president?
Oh, no. Probably for the same seat she's in now.
No, she quit, and she's not going to run for that office again, but it sure wouldn't surprise me if she wouldn't run for something else.
Well, no, but do you think she's actually going to quit? I mean, she says she's not going to run again, but she could always just run again. I mean, she publicly said she wouldn't, but, I mean, you know.
She's going to run for something, I bet you. I wouldn't doubt if she don't run for governor of Georgia. She'll run for something again, but she don't need to. The family business for her family was a construction business. You know, so she's not poor.
Well,
by no means, and she don't. But a lot of people that's in those offices, you know, they are wealthy. And then people like Donald Trump are getting wealthier and wealthier and wealthier. And Donald Trump, he even talked about his lawsuit against the IRS, where they released his taxes information when supposedly, I guess, they weren't supposed to. And he was going to sue them for $1 billion, or $10 billion. And then he kind of chuckled, how, well, just like me paying myself $10 billion. I mean, come on, dude. When somebody talks like that,
what?
If something does happen to him, he's causing it himself.
Well, I don't think that he should. Well, I mean, he's...
The Justice Department should... Or the IRS should have to pay. It's the country paying him $10 billion. And there was other people that happened to, too, and they're not suing. And if they did sue, I guarantee you they're not going to get $10 billion.
Well, I don't...
It's just another way to rip the damn taxpayer off and the people of this country. That $10 billion... could have went to, you know, for health care for people, or food stamps for people, housing for people. No. He's going to take $10 billion out of the Treasury and then cut everything for the little man and give all the tax breaks to his wealthier friends. I mean, it's sickening, but With Trump, it just keeps happening. It just keeps happening.
Oh, yes, Trump
and
is...
I give Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, credit. You know, she seen enough and heard enough from Trump, and she was for the releasing the Epstein files, and he tried to get her to not vote for it, and she voted for it anyways, whether he liked it or not. And then now it's Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know.
Well, I mean, I don't... Is the Epstein files where she broke with Trump? I thought it was before that.
No. It was the Epstein. Her voting for the Epstein... release of the Epstein files was what caused them to...
Well, didn't everybody but one person vote to release the Epstein files?
I'm not sure exactly what the, not a lot of Republicans voted for it, but there was enough Democrats and Republicans that switched over to get it released. There was some other Republicans that broke, and Trump, you know, was going around saying stuff about them, and they probably got death threats from MAGA.
Yeah, I wanted to be sure. The House passed the bill 427-1 on November 18th, 2025, with Representative Clay Higgins, Republican out of Los Angeles, casting the only no vote.
Well, that's good.
And then the Senate approved the bill by unanimous consent shortly after the House vote. So yeah, everybody but one person. So I don't think the vote on the Epstein files is where she split with Trump.
Yeah, but have they complied with that? They was, a couple months ago, those Epstein files were supposed to be released.
Well, even then,
and
like,
not all of them are still released. They're still giving them time to go trying to redact Trump's name out of them.
Well, I mean, there were a few, I mean, there were multiple, I can't remember them all, but I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene was a big fan of releasing the Epstein files, Ted Cruz was a big fan of releasing the Epstein files, there's a representative, I think from Tennessee, Tim Burchett, who's interested in, was big into releasing the Epstein files, but he's in the House, not the Senate.
But if Trump wasn't guilty, would he be trying to pressure people and destroy him? Marjorie Taylor Greene also wanted his endorsement for governor of Georgia, and he told her no, he wasn't giving her his endorsement. And I guess that, I think that was a little bit before she voted for the Epstein files, I think. I'm not sure. But there's never been a president that ever went after people like that. Biden was not in constant communication with the Attorney General to do his bidding. No president was. Even Nixon didn't try that stuff. But
well, I
back back then, the Republicans, he knew that the Republicans was gonna vote to impeach him, so he resigned. But no, the Republicans today just can't seem to do the right thing. One thing they're afraid of is Trump has a history going after people. He has so many lawyers. If I don't care if you're the contractor that's working for him, or you know, if you bring up, you know, because he don't want to rent to black people or something, he uses his, and he's always done that. He's got a slew of lawyers, and he uses them to get, you know, to get by and get his way. And I bet those people that tore down that wing of the White House, I bet you they're not paid yet. If they are paid, that was paid out the government kitty.
Well, I'm sure it was paid out of the government's money. I mean, it's going to be built onto
the
White House.
The government wasn't supposed to pay anything on that. He was going to get all his donors to cover the cost of that.
Well, I don't even know that having private companies or private entities in general fund something for the government is allowed. I think there might be a bit of a conflict of interest there.
Yeah, but no Congress people, the Senate, the House, nobody was, that was not ran through nobody. Just all of a sudden, it got tore down, and he said it was not going to touch the White House. So, whether it was supposed to be, you know, a contractor that the government wanted, he got somebody that would do his bidding.
Do you think?
And I hope Trump has to pay them, but he won't. He ties people up in the court. That way, you have to spend a lot of money, and you just say, the hell with it. It's going to cost you too much money to, you know, to keep fighting his attorneys. You're just better off to leave it go. And that's what he counts on.
Well, I'm sure. I mean, there are a lot of people. I mean, there are a lot of. Businesses have lawyers on payroll all the time. I mean, it's not abnormal.
Do, but they're not going after people that, you know, if you cancel your subscription to this, you know, TV, they don't put their lawyers on you, drumming up fake charges and making you spend lots of money to defend yourself.
Well, I don't think the lawyers are what drums up fake charges. I mean, Trump could press charges for something, I suppose, like civil liabilities, things like that.
He tells his lawyers he wants to do that, and the lawyers will file the charges for him.
Well, yeah, but Trump still had to direct them. I mean, still Trump. Now you could always say that, you know, they could just not. I mean, they could always quit working for Trump because, you know, ethical, you know, all that, you know, morals or whatever. But I mean, at the end of the day, they're just doing their job. I mean, they were employed
right,
to do a job. They were given
a
task. They did the task.
They don't care who they work for, just like a lot of trial attorneys. You know, if they know their client's guilty, they don't want to represent them. You're done. You know, but then there's a lot of trial lawyers that don't care whether you're guilty or not. But a lot of them, if you admit that you're guilty, they don't represent you. Nope. But they got ethics, which Trump has no ethics. He's sending these the military over. They're dying when he was a 5-time draft dodger. It's a wonder he ain't wearing military uniforms. I'm surprised he doesn't.
Well, I mean... He's never been in the military. It wouldn't make a whole lot of sense.
He's a commander-in-chief, so...
Yeah, but
he's hiring a general, and they wear uniforms.
I mean... Oh, as far as wearing the uniforms go, I mean, people who wear uniforms like, you know, Kim Il-sung, he used to wear a lot of the military, I mean, not always, like Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro was always in his fatigues.
Yeah.
Mao Zedong used to wear a lot of the military stuff a lot, because, you know, he was a revolutionary, you know, the whole communist China, the Civil War thing. So, I mean, there are a lot of people like that. I mean, it's just not Trump's thing. I mean, it's like... If you wanted to compare Trump to somebody, I guess, and I don't even know that the comparison is accurate, but, I mean, maybe Putin is the better example. I mean, Putin doesn't wear fatigues, never will.
No, and Trump's ass is up Putin's nose. Or Trump's nose is up Putin's ass.
Well, I don't exactly know that that's the case.
And his favorite person was, what's that? The guy in Silence of the Lambs, Lex Luthor. He's talked about that many a time. The stuff that man talks about, I don't know how people... He ain't sane. He's not. And it just ain't this dementia stuff he has. I don't know.
Also, it just came to my mind. Not necessarily related, but as far as, like, Trump's lawyers go, and, you know, they don't care who they work for, I think there was a comedian once, I don't remember his name, he's not, like, massive or anything, but he told a joke, and basically he went to college and he went for rocket science, and like this, I don't know how true the story is, but it is true, the basis of the story at least. But he went to college for rocket science, and he thought he was going to have all kinds of job offers coming out of college, because, you know, something as prestigious as rocket science. He said he had 2 job offers when he graduated. One was NASA, making something like $80,000 a year. And the other one was from Raytheon, making missiles for the United States government, paying something like $250,000 a year. And you know, he was like, when I was in college, I was big on peace. But he was like, you know, all of a sudden, $250,000, freedom isn't free. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, but how many years ago was that?
Ooh, I don't know.
I mean, just like... When I was working, you know, I've been on disability now for over 10 years, probably maybe going close to 15 years, And the best money I ever made was $12 an hour. Now, I know back in that day, there was better money than $12 an hour, but not a whole lot. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, well, this, I mean, there
but
was...
But now, Pete, my aide that comes in here, she makes $16 an hour. Places are paying, you know, 20-some dollars. You go work at the Kroger warehouse. I think they advertise you make 22-something an hour. But things has changed. Prices are changed. Have you ever thought about buying your house? Look at the house prices anymore.
I have thought about buying a house.
I mean, I bought two houses in my lifetime. Now, granted, I bought houses, and I done just a little bit of work to them. Not so much to the house I live in now. And I have almost, but not quite, spent $50,000. And then other people pay a fortune for a house, and then when if they get divorced or something like that, or they lose their job or something like that, they can't afford it. If I didn't have a nice house, my house payment's $254 a month, and that includes taxes and insurance. And I don't get that much on Social Security, but I'm still able to have my own place. You know, if I went out and got me a house that was $500 a month payment, and then when I got on Social Security, my income dropped, what would I do now? I would have lost the house. I'd be begging around for people to let me stay with them. I'd be homeless, sleeping on the streets. But, you know, I used my money wisely. Years ago, I blew a lot of my money on cars. I had some nice cars when I was younger. But I soon found out that I shouldn't blow quite... Well, I wouldn't... The only reason I spend my money on cars is I lived at home. And I didn't get paid, you know, a lot working for Dad, but I didn't have expenses. I mean, a manager of a McDonald's or a Pizza Hut or something like that made a lot more money than what I was working for Dad. And I worked in a whole different category working for Dad. What me and Dad would fight about is running the damn place right. And it had to be a mama pop show. So after about 9 years, I told him, I handed him the keys, and I said, I'm done with you. And I didn't go back to work for him until 10 years later.
Why'd you come back?
If a company, we bought beer or food supplies or something like that, when they brought the stuff in, I took the bill, and I checked everything off. And a lot of times, I would be missing stuff. Dad wouldn't take, I ain't doing that. No, he won't do that. I ran the Prospect store more than we got the Richwood store, you know, 2 years afterwards. And I only worked over there 2 days a week. I couldn't stand working for Dad. And Dad wouldn't run the place right. The Prospect store, I took the receipt, and if I was supposed to have $1,000 in sales, I had $1,000. Or I knew I was short, or I knew I was over. No, over in Richwood, they would just grab the big money, throw it in a bag, and bring it home. They bring the receipt home, too, but they never counted all the change and nothing. You know, they didn't know if they were short or over. I wanted the money kept straight. Your $5 bills, your $1 bills, I wanted it all based in the same way.
What?
If you're running a cash register and you have it running the same way, there's less chance of making a mistake.
Well, why'd you come back?
The better you are with your, with that, is, you know, less chances of you making a mistake.
What'd you come back for if there was such a problem?
All Dad's money for both stores, and worked with the bank, and the bank wanted the stuff a certain way. You had to have the bills all a certain way. Now, when I quit, Mom had to do it. She used to complain because she had to sort the money the way the bank wanted. Well, yeah, that's what I had to do. You know, when I worked for them, we had an accountant that did a little, you know, some work for us, the taxes and stuff. But all the receipts I had, Company A, Company B, Company C, I stapled the receipts together. No, Mom, when I quit, Mom and Dad just give him a box, and they was all thrown in the box, if they actually made it to the box. You know? When I would go over at Richwood, their stock would still be sitting there in the way. And a lot of times I'd go ahead and put it away. If Dad came over to Prospect and my stock was sitting in the way, he might say something or roll his goddamn eyes. But he can't make sure it gets done over there. And if I would have told somebody, you know, to put the stock away, Dad told them they didn't have to listen to anything I told them. I'm one of the company. I wanted more stores. But the Mom and Dad, it was always a Mom and Pop thing. Dad couldn't write very well. He had chicken scratches. So I came up with an order form to make it easier for him. All he had to do is put a check beside pepperoni, you know, and stuff like that. Well, I wanted the tags hung up. There's a thing that you buy that you can hang tickets up. Now, they can't hang them up. I would scan all those tickets and keep track what I needed in the oven and what I didn't need. And so many times in Richwood, the pizza would be ready, sitting on the oven, but the sub never got put in. And then over at Richwood, they wouldn't hang the tickets up. They would set them down on the counter because they didn't have to listen to me. And they'd get pizza sauce and all that stuff all over them. You know, Dad should have wanted them hung up to me like I did and make sure everything was done. No, Dad didn't like working with me. And when he worked with me, it was just a hassle with him. I better get off and let you talk about something else.
You're fine.
No, I talked about my Scott had enough fun over my pathetic life earlier.
No, but I am curious though. Would you come back for if there was so much contention?
Do what?
I said, would you come back for if there was so much contention?
Well, I was working at a plastic outfit, and they was getting ready to move to Columbus, or not Columbus. Cleveland. So I came back to, I knew what I was in for, and when I came back to work for him, I did. Mom had to take care of the money. I didn't take care of that stuff. I was done taking care of that stuff. I went after I quit working for him and got into a bakery, and I did it for 1 year. And when I come home working, you know, 10, 12, 14 hours a day, Mom would come in there and bring me their money and stuff so I'd get it ready for the bank. And I had to go round and round with her that you got to do it yourself. I'm not doing it no more. I got my own stuff to worry about. And finally, after a few months, I got her to do it.
Well, that's good.
Don't ever work for your parents. Don't ever. I used to hear how grateful I should be, and I put it back to them, how grateful they should be that they have a son that works in the capacity that I do for them. When I was 17 years old, we rented a U-Haul truck a couple of times, and I got a couple guys from Prospect and drove it down through the busy streets in Columbus at 17 years old, a great big U-Haul truck. I'd go to the auction, and I'd take care of buying whatever we wanted for the store. You know, there was a place in Delaware back then, you know, it was easier to buy pop, cheaper, you know, out of your district sometimes. They don't let you do that now. And I'd go down there and buy 100 cases and fill my Bronco up and drive it back, you know, where the store saved money for it. You think I took any money out for myself? No. You think any of the other kids would try to do what's right for the store? No, they tried to do what's right for them.
Well, that's unfortunate.
I'll let you go.
No problem.
Yep, you can talk about me later.
Well,
like
Scott
does.
Well, then, no. And by the way, I don't think he was making fun. I think he was just, I don't know, I think he was just,
gave him something for the people to have some entertainment by. I didn't mind it. I don't care.
All right. Well, keep listening. We're going
to
talk about,
let you go, Matt.
In the last eight
Later.
Minutes here, we're going to, have a good one. In the last 8 minutes here, I suppose we're going to talk about the NFL. There's a bunch of the stuff here, but I'll talk about the Ohio stuff first. You know, as we are in Ohio. So, the Bengals are kind of overhauling their defense. As of right now, they have brought a whole bunch of people back from last year's team. Obviously, that's always a thing that happens. But the Bengals have also signed Brian Cook. He was, I do believe, played for the Chiefs. He's a safety. He's one of the better safeties in the NFL. Probably, I don't know, top 10, 12, something like that. But no, he's good. So that's going to be good for Cincinnati. The Cincinnati's defense is lacking, has been lacking for the last couple of years. I mean, that's pretty good and well the whole reason they lost the Super Bowl, in my opinion. It was a good game. But anyways, so yes, the Bengals have signed Brian Cook. They also got Boye Mafe. I don't know. But he's an edge player. Came from the Seahawks this season. The last season that just happened. The Seahawks obviously won the Super Bowl, so he was part of the Super Bowl team, and he was a starter, key player kind of thing. So he's a good pickup. They needed that, especially after losing Hendrickson. Speaking of Trey Hendrickson, by the way, I guess I can go ahead and touch on that. Trey Hendrickson has signed with the Ravens. I would have liked to see the Ravens continue to pursue Max Crosby, but he failed the physical, so they backed out of the trade. You'll have that. So, anyways. Yes, Max Crosby has a... I don't know what he's up to as of currently. But anyways, the Bengals have also signed Jonathan Allen at defensive tackle. So they are certainly trying to shore up their defense, which I think is probably the best for the team. I'd also get some offensive line so Joe Burrow stops getting hurt. That'd probably be beneficial. And, I don't know. There's some work that could be done, but I am not a GM, and I don't mess with the cap space. Yeah, so the Bengals are, doing well in the offseason, I'd say. That's good. I don't think I've seen any news about the Browns in the offseason. But the Browns have also, they got, bigger fish to fry, I guess. I think they still have cap issues as is. But yes, the Chiefs have signed Kenneth Walker. Speaking of the Chiefs earlier, with Brian Cook, Kenneth Walker on the Super Bowl team as well for the Seahawks. He was incredible in the Super Bowl. Really all throughout the playoffs. But yeah, they let him go. I don't know why. But the Chiefs have signed him, which I think is good. The Chiefs' run game has been very lacking the last couple of years, which is I don't know. I think Isaiah Pacheco's probably just injury prone, which tends to be the issue. But Pacheco's good, so I'm not sure what the problem is there. But they just throw the ball a lot, too. They have Patrick Mahomes, as you would expect. Malik Willis came from the Packers. He signed with the Dolphins. He also came from the Titans, drafted to the Titans. But he signed with the Dolphins, which I expected. Everybody expected. Not me. I'm not a genie, I guess. But it was... I mean, you could pretty much telegraph it. The Dolphins GM was, the Packers president of player personnel, if I have that correct. John Eric Sullivan, I do believe is his name. John Eric Sullivan has hired Jeff Hafley, the former defensive coach, defensive coordinator for the Packers, to be the head coach there. Hafley proceeded to take like six other members of the defensive coaching staff. I think it was just defensive coaching staff, but proceeded to take six members of the Packers coaching staff right along with them. So it made sense for Malik Willis just to head there, as the Packers is where he had his breakout season. Speaking of the Packers, they have signed Javon Hargrave. I don't think he's the best defensive tackle, but the Packers aren't known to be splashy. They're going to draft people and, you know, that kind of thing. But Javon Hargrave is not bad. I think he's certainly been better than the defensive tackles we have had. The defensive tackles have been lacking. They kind of get run over. They just get held up by blocks, which makes our run defense terrible. But, so I think that's going to be good, especially if we draft somebody to play next to him. We also signed Benjamin St. Juste, I think is how you'd pronounce that. I think he was a rotational player last year for the Chargers, so he wasn't like a starter, but he was good. He was a key player for the Commanders. I think he was drafted to the Commanders. His rookie year, he was good. And apparently, for some reason, they feel the need to specify that he's a Canadian football player. I don't know why, but apparently he's from Canada, so that's neat, I suppose. We got about a minute and a half here, but I wanted to talk about the Ohio State players who have been unfortunate. Justin Fields has competition now at the Jets for the starting job. Geno Smith was traded to the Jets. I think Geno Smith is probably going to get that starting job to give Justin Fields. I don't know. I really couldn't tell you, but I like Justin Fields. I don't know. He hasn't exactly been great, but the Jets aren't exactly great themselves. So, I mean, look at Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold left the Jets, and he just won a Super Bowl with the Seahawks. So, you know, there's that. So Justin Fields has got competition now, and Curtis Samuel from Ohio State as well was let go by the Bills, which is fair enough. I mean, he's never been a wide receiver one material, in my opinion. He's been decent, especially when he was on Carolina. He was played pretty well, but besides that, he seemed to struggle on any team that wasn't Carolina. There are a couple other stories, but we are out of time. So, in the last 30 seconds, I suppose, as usual, enjoy the rest of your night. First off, I guess, you can listen anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at www.wwgh1071.com, or the TuneIn app. We found something, I don't remember what it's called, but we found something today where it's like, it looks like Google Earth, but it shows you all the, like, a bunch of radio stations. So enjoy the rest of your night, have fun, and, hopefully the wind hasn't been too bad to you. Thank you for listening, as always, and good night.
Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
Yeah.
Is it